takes place down here is just for a moment, and it worketh for us a far more and exceeding eternal weight of glory. He said it right. Paul wasn't working for salvation. He is working for that incorruptible crown. And I'm here to tell you it's worth every mile of the trip. It ought to challenge us to want to press on and be what God wants us to be. Be that father, that mother. Be that preacher he wants you to be. I like what he said. Never had thought of it before. But Paul said there, he read the scripture out of Ephesians chapter 6. He said we just need to get dressed up and stand. Ain't that something? They never thought about that. That's exactly what Joshua and the children of Israel did. They dressed out in their war outfits. They marched around that city one time, one day, did that for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they was dressed up again. They went around seven times, and when they did, Joshua said, "Shout." And they shouted, and the walls fell flat down. I don't tell you it ain't in my power to get it done, but I'm glad I've got a God who can fight our battle. Amen. I appreciate the preaching this afternoon. What a blessing that was. Lord willing, we'll meet here in the morning. We'll meet at 10 o'clock underneath the trees to pray. 10:30 will be the service. And Brother Tom Gillum will be ending up our morning session. And you be praying for Brother Tom. I'm looking forward to what God's put in his heart for us. Others will be preaching tomorrow night. Brother Tom Lambert from over at Pilgrim will be preaching. And also Brother Joe Arthur. And so you remember that. Lord willing, the Renfros will be here in the morning and tomorrow night. In the service, we're glad that you've been here today. Amen. You shake hands with one another. You let Brother Jeremy know you appreciate the preaching.